When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, 27th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. You know, if there's any accident you're dealing with, you got a personal injury, I send you to my title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you here today. We got a fun little show planned. We're going to talk to former Florida Panther captain, current analyst, my guy Ed Jovanovski is going to be on the show. We'll check in with Jovo Cop. We'll see how he's been holding up the past few days since he is now part of a Stanley Cup organization. Didn't win it as a player, got close, got within a few games, obviously, back in 1996. But now he can call himself a Stanley Cup champion broadcaster, the same way I'm a championship broadcaster two times with the Miami Heat. You know what? We got to ask Jovo, did he raise the cup? Did he hold the Stanley Cup after they won all the partying? So I'm really looking forward to talking to Jovo. And as a former defenseman himself, I think Dmitry Kulikov made the biggest play in Florida Panther history. I told you guys that. So, yeah, we'll get his thoughts on everything that happened in Game 7, how he experienced it, and all of that good stuff. Now, just because hockey and basketball are over, BetOnline is still your number one source for all your sports betting needs this summer. You know that. Baseball, golf, soccer, all of it. Top fights, UFC, MMA, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, you head on over to their online casino. You get in on a game of blackjack or poker, maybe unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. So we got Jovo on the show today. We'll do mailbag. Got some good mailbag questions from you guys. Love the participation. But first, we're going to start with the NBA draft. That's right. We're going to start with the NBA draft today being day number three that we all woke up and the Florida Panthers were Stanley Cup champions. But we're going to start with the NBA draft from yesterday. So I sit down with my boys. We're going to watch the NBA draft together. And I'll be honest, by the way, I should mention, show's out a little bit later today than normal. I did Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. So you can always go back on the ESPN app or wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you're getting Zaslow Show 2.0 from, you can listen to Carlin versus Joe today. I filled in for Fortinball, so it was me and Carlin. Had a great time, talked a lot of NBA. So go back and listen to that. I'll owe you a long time. I would appreciate that. But anyway, that's why with shows coming out a little bit later today, the NBA draft last night, we sit down, we're watching the draft, and you know what? I feel bad for the kids who are about to be drafted. They're excited, or they should be excited. They've worked really hard to get to this point. It's going to be like the biggest night of their life, and everyone's talking about how the draft sucks, and there are no good players. I don't know, maybe kind of feel bad for these guys. Now, there was a lot of course, first overall pick, Atlanta, Zachary Risache, Alex Saar went number two, and then it's like, all right, you got a bunch of guys I don't really know, you know. Donovan Klingon, I know. The big winner, though, Dalton Knecht to the Lakers. You know, when the Heat were up at number 15, it felt kind of like when Justice Winslow slipped down to the Heat, however many years ago it was, right? Where Winslow kept dropping and dropping, and then it got to number 10 with the Heat, and it was like, oh, they have to take Justice Winslow. And they did. But we all know Justice Winslow's best years were with the Heat because the Heat are an incredible organization when it comes to working with and developing players. And then he fell off the face of the earth, obviously, when the Heat traded him. So anyway, I was hoping that the Heat were going to take Dalton Knecht. Seems like their kind of guy, right? Last year, 22 years old, Jaime Jaquez Jr. can fit right in. Same thing with Dalton Knecht. Dalton Knecht can shoot. If they take Dalton Knecht, you almost say, all right, this can be our new Duncan Robinson. Maybe not right away, but we could trade Duncan $20 million, get a good piece back, and we got this kid here who we're developing. The fact that they didn't do that leads me to believe they really like Kal-El Ware. Really like Kal-El Ware. So for anyone who doesn't understand why they didn't take Dalton Knecht, I would say it's because they really like this guy. They think that he could fit next to Bam. They think he could stretch the floor a little bit next to Bam. Maybe not right away. Remember, Bam, when they drafted him, came off the bench the first, year and a half. Behind who? Hassan Whiteside. So that may be the case here. And then eventually, Bam moves over to the four, and you start Kal-El Ware. Which, by the way, how many times, we're not going to call him Superman, right? But Kal-El sounds so close to Kal-El. Kal-El is Superman's name. His name is Kal-El. This is Kal-El Ware. So I don't know. That was the first thing I thought of. That sounds awfully close to Superman's name. So anyway, I can't sit here and try and fake as if I know what I'm talking about with these picks. But you see the highlights. You see people talking about, heck, we had Bobby Marks on today on ESPN Radio and on Carlin versus Joe. And we asked him, who are the winners of the draft? Who did you like what they did? Minnesota, Miami. Those are the ones he likes. Minnesota, you know, they traded for Dillingham. They traded, they gave the Spurs a pick of the year 2075, and they got Rob Dillingham. Minnesota, Miami. Loved Miami taking Kal-El Ware. So I think you're happy about that if you're a Heat fan, I guess. You know, fills a need and certainly looks like he is a super athletic player and was really good last year, sophomore season, at Indiana. The Lakers, I think you'll like what they did a lot. The Lakers did a really good job pouncing on the situation and taking Dalton Knecht. So those are essentially my thoughts from the draft last night. I loved everyone. I loved the emotion, the players crying. It seems very genuine. I really dug that. The Celtics winning after the championship, that did not seem genuine. These players getting emotional seem very genuine. I especially love the player. What's his name? Matas Buzelis. Probably not saying his name right. But the kid who Chicago took at number 11, he's crying. His brother is blubbering. And it's because they're from Chicago. The family lives in Chicago. They're Bulls fans. He grew up. It's his hometown team. And they are G League Ignite. You know, they're, which by the way, the G League Ignite this past year, they folded now. They were 2-32. So I would imagine when you put under his attributes, winner, not one of them. You can't go 2-32 and one of your superlatives, one of your attributes is winner. Can't do that when G League Unite was 2-32. But I like the emotion there. That was probably one of my favorite parts from the draft. But this afternoon, it's Bronny James Day. That's what today is. It's Bronny James Day. So you're probably listening to this episode. You may know by now, because you're in the future. You may know by now what team selected Bronny James. It's funny because you see the headlines on the shows this morning. First Take, Get Up. Who should select Bronny James? And I'm looking at that and I'm like, no one. No one. He's not an NBA player. No one should select Bronny James. But the Lakers are going to select Bronny James. The Lakers are going to select Bronny James because Rich Paul runs the second round of the draft. Rich Paul runs the Lakers. If you select Bronny James, then you're going to deal with the wrath of Rich Paul, which means he won't allow you to sign any of his players moving forward, which really seems like a good thing for the NBA, right? Like, that seems like a thing that the NBA should be really proud of, that kind of blackmail, if you will. You know, Rich Paul was on Gilbert Arenas' show recently, and he talked about conversations with Bronny, and he said that he asked Bronny, what do you want? And that Bronny's response was, I want to hear my name called at the NBA draft. If that's what Bronny wants, see, Bronny's not in charge. Bronny doesn't have any say. He's got people around him who know better and know what's good for him, in their opinion. If Bronny's answer to Rich Paul asking is, what do you want? And his answer is, I want to hear my name called at the draft. Then why would you only allow him to work out for two teams? Why would you deny other teams the chance to work him out? If other teams are interested in calling Bronny's name at the draft, which you asked Bronny what he wants, and his answer was to hear my name at the draft, why would you deny teams who are interested in calling his name at the draft from working him out? It's such a farce, and it's a really bad look for the NBA. I fully expect Bronny James to get drafted today, 55, by the Los Angeles Lakers. But I'll tell you, I'm going to be watching, and every pick, I'm going to be hoping someone takes Bronny James, and we could have some chaos ensue. Now, if I could also just go back real quick to Dalton Connect dropping to number 17 here. I don't remember who said it during the draft as Connect was dropping. Maybe Bobby Marks. Where teams are afraid to select a 23-year-old. They want 19-year-olds. How fucking backwards is that? In a, like, make it make sense to me. Let's say, like, if you draft a player in the first round and he gives you 10 years, which 90%, probably more, 90%, at least 90% of the players selected in the first round of an NBA draft do not give the team that drafted them 10 years. But let's say the 23-year-old gives you 10 years. Are you then saying, wow, he's 33 years old? See, this is why we shouldn't have drafted a 23-year-old. Now we're not so sure how many more years we're going to get at him. Like, what are we talking about? And the other part of it is, with drafting a 23-year-old compared to a 19-year-old, you draft a 23-year-old, by the time you have to give him a second contract, okay, he's 27, right smack in the middle of hitting his prime. That's a good thing. You draft a 19-year-old, by the time you give him a second contract, he's 23. You really haven't seen anything out of him yet. You're giving him $150 million. And everyone's like, why? What has he done? I can't make sense of it. I don't understand it. And of course, the other surprise, I guess, Zach Edey, number 9 overall. My younger son, Jordan, was so bummed. He wanted the Heat to take Zach Edey. He was bummed out that they couldn't get him. So those are my general thoughts from the NBA draft last night. If you want a little bit more, you know, national perspective, Carlin versus Joe, I did today. Go back and download the podcast wherever you get your podcast or on the ESPN app. Let me tell you guys about Brunt Insurance. You know, I want to make sure that you guys are taken care of when it comes to your insurance needs. And that's why I send you to the only insurance agency I've been using for over a decade now. And that's Brunt Insurance. That's right. I get my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance because not only am I getting the best rate around, but I know, God forbid, something happens to my home, I'm taken care of. And wherever you're calling from in the entire state of Florida, Brunt Insurance is going to know your neighborhood. They're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need. They have offices all throughout the state. So call Brunt Insurance today, 954-589-2204, or go to bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. When you're looking for affordable care for your homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance, condo insurance, you can't do it on your own. There are so many options. There are too many options. Well, you don't have to worry about that because at Brunt Insurance, Greg Brunt and his team, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Fully licensed staff, they're going to help you every step of the way. This sounds good to you? Call them right now. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So, let's get to our favorite little hockey team here. The greatest hockey team in the land, your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. Every day when I see my son, my younger son, in the morning and when he gets home from camp in the afternoon, just walk up to him, give him a high five, Panthers. How many mornings am I going to wake up? 3 in a row now. How many mornings am I going to wake up and the first thing I do is watch Sean McDonough's final call of the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup? It's such a great call. Watching it gives me goosebumps. It's never going to get old. Every morning, I love it so much. I don't know when that's going to stop. I hope it never stops. This team celebrating all over the place yesterday. I saw today, Matthew Tkachuk, 3 days in a row now. Matthew Tkachuk is out raising canes today. And you got a whole line outside there. People looking to meet Matthew Tkachuk and really looking forward to talking to Jovo. I love how they're all out there celebrating with everyone. And just think about this. It's not even just the Panthers and what a special team they are. And they are. But it's hockey players. It's more so about it being hockey players and the difference between them. We'll talk to Jovo about that. We'll ask him about this. Where the Panthers, they're celebrating with us. They're out on the streets with us. They're on the beach with us. They're on Fort Lauderdale Beach. They're at Elbow Room. They're at American Social. They're in the Atlantic Ocean with us, celebrating with us. No security guards. No ropes that you can't get past. They're with their people, their fans. The Boston Celtics, after they won the NBA championship, what did they do? Not the next day, not 2 days later. They immediately got on a plane and came down to South Beach and went clubbing. Not partying with their fans, not on the streets of Boston. They're clubbing in a completely different state. And maybe you'll get some random Miami people in the club who can get within the general vicinity of the world champion Boston Celtics. You know, if they plunk down $10,000 for bottle service at some club here in South Beach. That's not necessarily a shot at the Boston Celtics. That's the difference between hockey players and basketball players. The hockey player cares about his fans. The basketball player doesn't give a shit about the fans. The basketball player doesn't even care enough to play in every game. That's the difference. And I love that we're seeing it. And I love that they're doing this with us. It's beautiful. I love it so much. All right. Let's get.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jovo. So joining us now, Panther, great former Panther captain, Panther broadcaster, Ed Jovanovsky here with us. Ed, I mean, let's get right to it. Look at the smile on your face. Yeah. Look at that. So take me through the finish to the game, where you were, people around you, and then just what it was like when the clock hit zero.
Well, we were up on the club level. All the family and friends that we enjoyed the game with, just on the edge of my seat, Zaz. I think, you look at that game, you knew it was going to be a tight game. Kamel's next goal wins tight. And when Rhino ended up getting that second goal, I looked over to my brother. I said to him, I think that's going to seal it. Still a lot of hockey. It was an excellent third period. We didn't give him much. When that puck goes into the corner, you're just kind of – you're ready to celebrate, but you're still looking at the clock and you're kind of watching the players on the bench. But, wow, what a feeling. just on the media side of things, of covering the team, it was a special night. I'm so happy for that group.
I mean, it ended the way that I dreamt it, the way I envisioned it, where I had this – my vision was – it's a one-goal game, and we're fighting them off, and just the clock is ticking down in our zone, and just can we not allow that final opportunity? it totally went down the way that I dreamt it would, just watching that clock seconds tick down, as opposed to, like, we're up 3-0, and everybody knows that we're winning.
Right.
It was just – and pinning it against the boards, which, of course, the way they won the Eastern Conference Championship, too. That game was so Panther hockey. It was the most Panther hockey game it could have possibly been.
Absolutely, and it was great, to see them find that game, heading into this game seven. I guess that's the only probably, the worst part of this. I guess not the worst part. More exciting part would have been, an overtime game.
I don't know if
I could have been able to handle that. But, yeah, I mean, from the forecheck to the top guys, really kind of, you look at Verhaeghe, he's been a little quiet the last couple games, Rhino, those two guys to have the goals and just to play stingy hockey. I think this group, you hear a lot of the comments coming out. This team was deep and that depth really came to the forefront in that game seven.
How was the crowd?
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable from the moment we got in there. There was actually a ton of Edmonton Oilers when we were pulling up to the rink, busloads and busloads of Edmonton Oilers fans. But we overpowered them. Our fans were great that night. And just the way you see how long the fans stayed after the game, watching the festivities, watching the celebration. I'm glad the guys really shared it with the fans. And it was a special night, man. One, two, we'll never forget.
All right, so you're a defenseman, and so you're a good guy to talk to about this. In his second go-round with the team, just like you had a second go-round, did Dmitry Kulikov make the biggest play in Panther history?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I don't know if you ask him. He probably didn't know which direction he was going into the net there. I mean, it was all over the place, but. Not only that plays as, I mean, I talked to him after the game in the locker room. I told him he was a beast all year. He was a consistent player. And as you get older, you know what you can do and how your game needs to be. But he was rejuvenated this year. He's so happy to come back and to have an opportunity to win with them. But he was steady. I mean, all their D were good. They were simple. They were hard. They were physical. But Cooley and Forsling definitely made two huge plays in front of the net.
There were moments after the game with the team celebrating, and now we're getting stories coming out and little anecdotes about, you know, the players, about the cup, about what it means to them. Has there been something that has stood out to you, like a favorite, like something you didn't know and that you learned about the team, or something that you saw in the celebration that has been your favorite thing so far?
There's one thing. I think just walking into that locker room after the game and just seeing, you know, a bunch of grown men party that the way that these guys were getting after it, how close, hugging. I mean, you've obviously heard the exchange between Okposo and Coach. I think on the lines, it might be older, but doesn't, you know, it adds to the legacy or whatever. But, I mean, stuff like that. Just a guy like Okposo who's been around for a long time, and Coach Maurice having, you know, been around forever and finally hoisting the cup and sending the message to his dad that, you know, Maurice is going to be on the cup, you know, along with his dad's heroes, right? And, but yeah, I think it's just a special feeling. I really don't know. I mean, if there was one thing, I think just having the opportunity to kind of be around those guys during that moment, and seeing how much these guys really love each other. And we can say that a lot, right? I don't think this group has any sort of cliques to their group. I think they're all in one. And it certainly shows on the ice and off the ice as well.
I mean, Joe, but the whole thing, it just seemed so genuine to me. It seemed so real. And from handing Paul Maurice Spencer Knight, which I thought was really nice that he got to be there, Spencer Knight handing the cup to Coach Maurice, and he whispered whatever he whispered to the cup and raising it over his head with his eyes closed. Just it you can't force that type of emotion. It was all so real.
And that's who Maurice is. And yeah, it was great seeing Spencer, you know, hoist the cup. I think it was a great, you know, gesture on the team, having him on the ice. Cause we know, let's face it, I mean, this guy's the future of the franchise. So, but yeah, Maurice, I mean, just that sigh, I don't know if it's a sigh of relief or just a long ass year, right? It's, you look at where this team was last year, you know, scratching and clawing, get into the playoffs and making the run to the final. And then guys were saying, listen, we're going to be back. We learned from this. And just to go through the season that they went through this year, it's a long year. And you go right to the bitter moment, game 7 of a Stanley Cup final and win it. It was better winning it in 7 than winning it in 4 or 5. Yeah. I tell you that much. Yeah. You know, it makes it that much more like, you know what? We had to persevere. We had our ebbs and flows in the finals. But at the end of the day, we found our best game in the most important game. And that builds each one of these players' confidence. The organization to win a big game like that says a lot about this group.
We'll get right back to the conversation, guys. But first, I want to tell you, if you're thinking about getting a new car, I'm sending you to the only car dealership I personally endorse. Yeah, I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Hey, maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, did you know that at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models? That's right. So either way, you're going to be treated like royalty when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with prices less than many of those small shops, you can service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're getting an exceptional experience every time you walk in the showroom doors at that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that beautiful building. You could see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership I endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0, and that's because I want to make sure you guys get the best deal around. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. I mean, Ed, you were here in the beginning, or, you know, close to the beginning. When you win a championship, and in this case, the Stanley Cup, we saw it with the Miami Heat. When you win a championship, it you're golden forever with the fan base. You capture a generation of fans who are going to love the team forever and pass it along to their children. Like, after 30 years, the Panthers are finally here. Like, the franchise is golden now in this market.
Absolutely. Everyone loves a winner. Right, Zaz, and you see it right now with that cup trolling around town. It's you've cemented yourself as a Stanley Cup champion in this year, and we've had sports teams, you know, to win championships here. So it's nice for the Panthers after 30 years to kind of jump into that group. And you'll always be looked upon as the group that, you know, got this done. And for us to be able to witness it firsthand, it was special, man.
So I want to talk to you about what you just mentioned there, the cup being taken around Fort Lauderdale Beach, Elbow Room, American Social, in the Atlantic Ocean, with the fans there celebrating with the champion Florida Panthers. I know this happens in every city that wins the cup, but you don't see this in other sports. There's no security guards following the players on the beach. There's no ropes that are keeping the fans away from the players in the cup. They're with us. They're with the fans. They're celebrating with us. It's so different from the other sports.
It is. And you've been around sports a long time, and hockey players are a different breed. I think we want, you know, to have this celebration and have the fans enjoy it with us. I mean, always you got to be weary of, yes, security things. But listen, this is a happy moment. You're in this situation. I think the more the merrier for this team, you know. And I think you hear Maurice's comments, you know, you get to share the cup. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, for us, that us fans now, we cover the team. Essentially, we're fans of the team. You know, to have the opportunity right after the game to go in the locker room and hang out for a few hours and drink out of the cup and take pictures with the cup, I'm not sure you get that in any other sport. The dressing room was filled with people I didn't recognize, but it was obviously associated with players. So everyone got to share, you know, this special moment with the group. And I think that's what hockey guys all are about. And you see a Stanley Cup, it makes its rounds, you know, throughout the year. They really want to get that cup out. So I'm sure there'll be a couple more stories and a couple more videos probably going to resurface here in a little bit.
Ed, did you lift the cup after the game?
I did, buddy. I had to. You know, listen, you know, I think for me, you know, being a few games away from winning it, being on this side of it, you know, right now covering the team. I got to drink out of it and I raised it.
That is something. That is so great. Well, I mean, look, I'm sure you've spoken to a lot of fans the last couple of days. It was the best sports fan experience of my life. The whole run, watching it with my kids. They never experienced a championship. They're young teenagers, and experience it with your kids as an adult, as opposed to growing up a Panther fan, it's a different ball game when you're with your family and doing it with your kids. It was the greatest fan experience of my life a few nights ago. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I'm glad you're part of it. It's so amazing. It's so great. Ed, have fun the next few days. I'm sure you're going to continue with the partying. Thank you so much. Anytime you've joined us throughout this season, I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Zaz. Glad to jump on with you.
And of course, all guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. That's the only beer we keep in the Zaslow Mansion. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. You can use the Johnny Cuba locator. Go to johnnycuba.us. You could find the nearest location to you, including Sedano's, Presidente, Fresco y Mas, Winn-Dixie. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Excellent job out of Jovo there. Look, you can always go onto youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. I like when you watch the interviews. I post all my interviews on the YouTube page, and he is so happy. I mean, he's always nice, you know, but you could tell he's so happy. Really, really. I'm so thrilled for those guys who I know with the organization, guys like Jovo, guys who I know really well, like Billy Lindsay, like Randy Moeller. It's so fantastic. Really great for those guys. All right. I told you I got mailbag questions. Let's get to another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right. So I put out the message on in the morning, and I love getting the responses from you guys. So first up here, let's answer some questions. This one is from Saul. Saul says, Zaslow, Panthers Cup or Heat 06 title, which felt better? All right. Of the three Heat championships, 06 was the one that had the best feeling because it was the first and it was 18 years of the franchise. Yeah, you know, my all-time favorite team. Had never experienced it to that level because while I really liked the, you know, loved the Marlins at that point, wasn't like the Heat, you know. So there's that, but I'm going Panthers. I know. I'm going Panthers winning the Stanley Cup is the better feeling because I've harped on this, you know, that it's been this experience with my boys. It's a completely different animal, you know. And just think about the way that title ended in 06. There's a timeout right before the final play where Jason Terry misses the three-pointer to tie. You know, the end of the Panther game, we're talking like 2 minutes straight just watching the clock tick down. It was so just... It was the most exciting moment of my sports fandom life. It's been the greatest sports fan moment of my entire life. The Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. It's my absolute favorite. I know, that's... I don't really expect that. That's my favorite. All right. Terry says, Zaslow, how much better are we at partying than the city of Boston? Our teams stay here to party, yet Boston's going to troll us for being fake. Yeah, I mean, I already told you, it's less to me that the Celtics, yeah, they talk so much shit about Miami, and Jason Tatum, by the way, 13-12 all time in the playoffs against Miami. I'm not sure that's a record that you could talk shit against, but they talk all kinds of shit, and the first thing that the Celtics did when they won, they got on a plane and came down to Miami. But for me, it's not even about the Celtics leaving town and coming down to Miami. It's about how the NBA player doesn't care about fans. If they did care, they would play in the games. They don't care about fans. And that's why they left their city, their fans, to come down and party here because it's not about the fans. It's not about sharing with them. It's about how can we have the best time? And for them, that was coming down to Miami and partying. It's just the truth. All right. Nix Heck says, fill in the blank, Zaslow. As the clock is running down under a minute in game 7, Zaslow was thinking blink. Well, I could tell you when they brought it into the zone the last time, the Oilers, with, you know, what was it, about 15 seconds left, they came in the zone. And then with about 12 seconds left, we pinned them up against the boards and we never let up. But once they came into the zone, I yelled out to television, one time! You know, like, meaning, cleared it one time. One time. And we win the Stanley Cup. So, that's what I shouted. But what was I thinking? I don't know. I was thinking, that, like, they're doing it. They're going to win. And my son, I told you this before, so if you didn't hear it, but I was standing for most of the third period, and with a little more than a minute left as the clock is ticking down, my younger son saw me starting to get emotional watching it. And I don't want to get emotional again. I did this on the show a couple days ago, and I almost started crying. And I feel that way now as I'm talking about it again. But my younger one saw that I was starting to get emotional. My eyes are tearing up as the clock is running down, as there's a minute left. And And he gets up and he comes over to me and he's holding on to me. And we're hugging each other. We're holding on to each other as the clock is ticking down. And it's my all-time favorite moment as a sports fan. I hope that I summed that up well. This next question is from Reggie. Zaslow, you get a day with the Stanley Cup. What are you doing with it? Oh, man. I mean, if I got a day with the Stanley Cup, I think I would introduce the Stanley Cup to the new Pearl Jam album. I'd listen to a lot of Pearl Jam, Dark Matter with the Stanley Cup. I think I would eat ice cream out of the Stanley Cup. And then after I cleaned it up, I would drink Jack Daniels straight out of the Stanley Cup. That's what I would do if I had it for... Oh, and I would go swimming, of course, in the Zaslow Mansion pool. That's what I would do. Me and the Stanley Cup, we would take a dip, and then we would get juicy together. That's definitely what we would do with the Stanley Cup here in the Zaslow Mansion. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. This next question is from Ethan. Oh, that's Ethan from the Levitard Show. There you go, audio editor. He says, Zaslow, what would you drink out of the Stanley Cup, and what would you eat out of the Stanley Cup? There you go. Just answered it for you. Whiskey, ice cream sundae. All right, Luke says, Zaslow, what felt better, 2016 championship or 2024 Panthers Stanley Cup? Already answered that. Panthers Stanley Cup felt better. Not to take away from the Heat, but it is what it is. It is my all-time favorite sports moments. All right, let's see. Got some more here. Zaslow, I need to get a Panthers jersey. Who should I get? Great question. So, I like to get jerseys that aren't obvious. I also want to get a jersey of a player who I think is going to be around for at least a few seasons. But with hockey, you see hockey jerseys, fans wearing hockey jerseys at the games all the time of players who don't play for the team anymore. So it really is okay if they're only here for a few years. But those are usually my parameters. I don't like to get the obvious player. Like, I never owned a Dan Marino jersey. That wasn't interesting to me. I wanted a Brian Cox jersey. I wanted an OJ McDuffie jersey. So that plays a part, right? So with that said, I think Gus Forsling is a great jersey to get. He's one of the best defensemen in the NHL. And they just signed him to an extension. He's going to be here for a while. So Gus Forsling is one I would get. Sam Bennett is probably my favorite player on the team. So I think those are my two recommendations. Go Forsling, go Bennett. Those are great players. And players who, when fans see you with that jersey, they're going to have respect for that. Nick Valmax says, Zaslow, can the Euro Cup and Copa America get some love from Zaslow Show 2.0? Well, look, the U.S. is playing Copa America at 6 p.m. today. I am going to be watching that, 6 p.m. against Panama. If they win, they advance to the quarterfinals. But I can tell you, on Carlin versus Joe today on ESPN Radio, go listen to hour number one. Yeah, in hour number one, we had Landon Donovan on the show, all right? And we did Copa America. I asked him about Messi and MLS into Miami, and we did a little on Euro. So, yeah, go back and listen to that. We had Landon Donovan on. All right, next question here. This is from G. Gotinsta, and he says, Zaslow, where in the South Florida sports moments does the Reinhardt game-winning goal rank? Well, to give you a real definitive answer there, I would have to really think about it, but it obviously ranks very high. It is the greatest goal in Florida Panther history now. Everybody knows that. How about in just a matter of 2 years, Billy Lindsay's goal, which sat at number one, all right, number one for 27 years, is now dropped to at least number four, at least. Reinhardt's goal number one in all of Florida Panther history, that's for sure. And, yeah, it's pretty damn high. I'll think about it. I'll give you a definitive answer, but it's really, really high. Mike in West Palm says, no question here. Just want to say Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champions, baby. Of course, everybody knows that. Excellent job out of you. And finally, let me get one more here for you. This is from Michael. And he says, Zaslow, will Reinhardt and Montour be on the Panthers next year? I have a very hard time believing that Sam Reinhardt's not going to be back. He is going to have to give the team a little bit of a discount, because it's a hard salary cap in the NHL. You can't go over for any reason. And the Panthers are pretty cash strapped. He's going to have to give the team a bit of a discount. I think he will. And if they sign Reinhardt, they're not going to have enough money also to keep Montour. I think Montour also showed some signs of slowing down, especially in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to want... I think they'd like to bring back Montour, but I think because they're essentially going to have to choose between the two, I think they're going to bring back Reinhardt. I don't think Montour is going to be back. Sucks, but that's the way it is. And that right there is another edition. Thank you, guys, of Zaslow Show 2.0. Mailbag. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal brought to us where we're getting all the big deals on all of our brand new Florida Panther gear. And that's Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Also, you can order all your gear at caneswear.com. Spoke to my man Brett yesterday. All the Florida Panther gear is in. They have it in stock in the store. So go on by 2655 South University Drive in Davie. I'm going there right when I wrap up the show here today. I'm heading on over to Caneswear. I'm picking up my boys from camp, and we're heading on over there now that everything is there and in stock, and we are going to stock up on our Florida Panther gear. So maybe I'll see you there this afternoon as we head on over to Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop for all of the big deals. All right, big deal or not a big deal? We'll start out here. This first one is, okay, so Kellel Ware, newest Miami Heat draft pick. This is after the draft, and he gets the phone call from Pat Riley.
Nothing much. I'm excited right now. A lot of emotions going through me right now.
Well, we were excited, you know, when you came in for the workout and what you did that day. You know, from that day on, we've been zeroing in on you. It's all going to get better, and it always does. You're a young man, and you've shown some great success and growth and stuff. So we want to help you build your game, help us win. So congratulations, enjoy the night, and we'll see you tomorrow. And press conference on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you all again, all y'all.
Then you go to work on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I'm ready to get right into it.
You got it, man. Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you too.
Okay, Khalil.
I'm going big deal. You heard the man right there, Kellel. He's ready to work. I mean, can you imagine? You get drafted by the Heat, then you get the call from the Godfather. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So you guys know Wednesdays on First Take on ESPN, my favorite days, because Mad Dog Chris Russo is on this show, and he tells you the things that he's mad about. Well, he's mad that Paul George, Podcast Pete, that Paul George tells you he's learned the craft from Stephen A.
Stephen A now seems to think, because he pounces around, gets a couple of guests on, that he is the person that we all have to pay attention to learn how to do radio. And this is what Paul George says. Paul George now, he's going to sit there and he's going to listen to Stephen A. do a podcast to figure out how to do it? Really? Really? This is what you're going to do. Go on the radio every day for 5 hours. These podcasters who do 2 days a week and get lined up guests, get a camera, babble away. They can edit it if they make a mistake. And now poor George, you know what you want to do, Paul? This is what you want to do. You want to learn how to do radio? It's the same thing, podcaster. You know what you do? Put SiriusXM 82 on. That's what you do. Do it 3 to 6. Listen to me do a show every day. 5 o'clock, middle of July, nothing going on. See if I can get through the hour. I'm not going to go out there and get 9 million guests and tape it and put them on for 40 minutes and then say, look at me, I'm a great radio star. You want to learn how to do it? Follow the Mad Dog, not Stephen A.
I'm going big deal. Mad Dog's right. I mean, look, I've done both. I know it well, too. I mean, I record stuff, I edit stuff, I make it all crispy clean, you know? Mad Dog's 100% right. Live radio's a different story. Give Mad Dog respect, that's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. Yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Stanley Cup champion Matthew Tkachuk.
Thought Pops are getting emotional as well, but what was like your real feeling when you touched it, when you were able to hoist Lord Stanley, compared to obviously you thinking about it? You guys had 4 opportunities to close it out and win it. So how was that real versus what was the anticipated feeling when you actually got to touch it, lift it, kiss it, do all those things?
So before even the game started, I get walked out of the house by my dad or brother. And I think that was one of the two moments I explained it. But that was one of the moments that it really hit me that, you know, we're winning this tonight. I'm not just winning it for my teammates and everybody that I've battled with all year long, but I want to win it for them too. And getting walked out by them. And then that's when like it hit me, raising the cup, skating a lap around, stopping at the end of my lap right in front of where my family was sitting, and just taking a moment, looking at them, just lifting it up as proud as I could have. It was so special. It really is a trophy that doesn't just reflect on what you've done or what your teammates have done, but everybody that got you there. So I think that's what I was most, most proud of, was to be able to get that Tkachuk name on that trophy for my family.
Hell yeah. Big that's Walt awesome. Down there.
Yeah. So cool.
So cool. Just do it. Look at you, buddy. Huh? You did it. Chuck, you did it. Ain't that fucking sweet?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Of course that's a big deal. I love it. It's all been so genuine. All these guys, how happy they are. It's not that fake-ass bullshit you saw from the Boston Celtics last week. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us where we get all the big deals on all of our favorite local sports team apparel, including all of our Florida Panther Stanley Cup championship gear, Caneswear and Davey, 2655 South University Drive, caneswear.com. All right. So we got the NBA draft. It's probably going on right now as you're listening. NHL awards show tonight. And tomorrow's Friday. It'll be the fourth morning. We wake up and the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. True story. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everyone who helped put together a great show. Love you guys. All the support. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.